The Global Food Security Index, which is a collaborative effort between The Economist magazine and Corteva, indicates that South Africa has regressed in this regard. South Africa is now said to rank 69th out of 111 countries surveyed. In 2019, its ranking was 44 out of 113. So why has it experienced this massive tumble, especially given that the agricultural sector was largely left to continue operating from the start of the lockdown in late March 2020 until now, precisely to ensure food security for the nation? Well, to dissect what this all means for us, I'm joined on the line by Wandile Sihlobo. He's chief economist at the Agricultural Business Chamber, also known as AgBiz. Thank you very much, Wandile, for joining us. Now, South Africa has prided itself for the longest time for being a fairly food secure country. So what's happened now that we've now been found wanting in this global index?
Yeah, indeed, Nombo, we have held the top position in the continent for quite some time. Now we are sitting at number four in the continent with Morocco, Egypt, Tunisia, and Algeria being on top. I think the key thing there is really on the affordability side, because the index overall, Nombo, it has about four sub-indices: food affordability, availability, and the third one being the quality and safety, and the last, natural resources. If you look at those sub-indices, the affordability issue is the one where South Africa saw falling off the ladder, and that meant that we fell off in our ranking technically by just 1 point compared to 2019.
Right.
But because other countries saw an improvement, we then dropped. That fall about 1% is on the affordability number. Food prices in South Africa started rising in the fourth quarter, much more aggressively than if you compare to the three quarters of the year.
Mm.
And I mean, as you rightly said, we had a good agricultural season, and also agriculture pretty much open. The key driver of food prices was largely on grains, and that was the rising demand from the Southern Africa region, but also global grain prices being higher,
yes,
and also the exchange rate. Combination of those is really what saw the food prices rising and us falling in that index.
So where in South Africa is food insecurity particularly prevalent?
I think Cleveland is mainly three provinces, Eastern Cape, KZN, as well as Limpopo. That's where we see a lot of hardship. You know, and if you look at the numbers coming out of SAPSA, they point to those provinces. But also, more recently, the work being done by guys at Nick Spau, the economist at Stellenbosch University,
yeah,
and his team, that work was showing that there is an increase in hunger. But also those problems, I think they're facing now a much more difficult time.
Mm. So you've been reporting for quite some time that South Africa, especially with its good rains of late, is likely to have a good harvest for maize as well as other crops. Do you think these developments will help ease the food price increases that we saw during 2020?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they will, because already we're looking at food price inflation that is somewhat around about just less about 5% for the year. So we do think that the increase in the grain prices that people have observed fourth quarter coming into the beginning of this year, I think from around about end of March going forward, you could see that softening. And obviously, there's always a lag of about 2 to 3 months before that filters through to the retail prices. But I think there will be some bit of softening on prices going forward.
Yeah, but in the meantime, do you not worry that with government only being able to provide additional assistance to the poor through the special COVID grant, that's until the end of April this year, are you not worried that that's going to drive so many more people into extreme hunger? And if so, you know, given that you look at agriculture all the time, do you not think there are mechanisms that can be put in place to ensure that poorer South Africans don't go hungry? Because surely there's enough food for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the issue of increasing hunger definitely will probably be there, because already the fundamental thing that it makes the life of the Eastern Cape, KZN and Mpumalanga have those highest level of poverty, the fact that there's also high unemployment there.
Yes.
So without economic opportunity, we will see that. And I think in the near term, I mean, agriculture, there isn't much that we could do. Yes, food prices will be softening, but if people are out of work and they have no money to buy food, that would be the challenge. But medium term to long run, I do think that boosting agricultural activity in those provinces and pretty much taking that message along the master plans that are being developed and making sure that there could be some job creation, agro-processing, agriculture and other industries, that could assist those rural provinces that we've mentioned.
Yeah, that would be a good development given the fact that the fourth quarter labor stats showed that agricultural employment declined by 8%. Now, we know that, you know, people like the winemakers had a hard time and they weren't employing people during, you know, during last year. But what were some of the other drivers behind the decline?
I think that was one of the major ones, because number one, if you look at the agricultural jobs, I mean, on the fourth quarter, there's really three provinces that saw a bit of an improvement in jobs: Mpumalanga, Gauteng, and the Eastern Cape. Most of the provinces were pretty much on the decline, but I think the other added factor than the wine side is the fact that, I mean, seasonal labor is the one that you would see boosting up as a job opportunities in the last quarter of the year, especially when you have had a flush of goods agricultural season. But of course now they have to maintain, you know, social distancing and all of those things following the health protocol, which are necessary, then I think that also contributed to the muted job opportunities that we saw in agriculture.
Yeah. Now, I see that there are concerns that have been raised about agricultural workers' minimum wages being raised by 16% to 21 rand 69 cents per hour. That's basically the national minimum wage. On the face of it, it does look like a very low wage. But just explain to us what the issues are for employers. From an agricultural employer's point of view, is it the rate of increase or what?
Yeah, I think many people are complaining largely by the rate of increase. But, I mean, this is a difficult thing, Nombu, because at the same time, you want welfare for people that are working on an agriculture to be better off, to have some better living standards. But at the same time, the employers are facing rising input costs. So it's a balancing act. But I also do think that the message there is different depending about which subsector are you speaking about. The people that I'm worried a lot about are those folks that are in the wine business, given that they were really facing some cash flow challenges because of the recent ban that were on the face.
Yes.
I do think that they will struggle. But overall, for agriculture, I mean, I do think that we will have to look on the second quarter, third quarter numbers data to actually see if there will be massive unemployment or what really will happen. But certainly, I haven't personally done some modeling to see what the impact of that will be. But my sense, judging from experience, that it will differ from value chain by value chain and also subsector by subsector. Mm.
Now, there are many factors that influence food prices, but what's your outlook for the year around the food price trajectory? And to what extent does a major cost driver like the fuel price affect the picture? Because we know that Brent crude oil has been hovering well above that $60 a barrel level and doesn't look like it's going to be slipping anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, the rising fuel prices is one of the upside risks. And you will remember, Nombu, that roughly 70% or so of South African grain and oilseeds are transported by road. So that always one of the key cost issues to watch. But overall, if one looks at the output that we are expecting, as well as the price forecast for agricultural commodity prices, we do think that, you know, food price inflation won't be an issue from the second quarter. First quarter, you might see a bit of a continued uptick, but from second quarter, that will be limited. For the year, we have just under 5% on average South Africa's food price inflation. Slightly higher, though, than last year, because last year it averaged around about 4.8% or so. But overall, I do think that it will still be a good year.
Super. Wandile, always a pleasure talking to you. Wandile Sihlobo, he's chief economist at the Agricultural Business Chamber, also known as AgBiz.